Ron wasn't about to deliver news to add more silver to her head. Tally grabbed a pad of paper and a pen, then walked in the direction of her boss's office. The bullpen was its usual beehive of activity, keyboards clicking and printers whirring, voices raised to be heard over cubicle walls. Although grateful for her 10-foot-by-10-foot office with an actual door, she missed the camaraderie that she'd shared with her coworkers when they'd all been interns and assistants, still in awe of the publishing process and of the movers and shakers in the industry. All of the women she'd started with 9 years ago had moved on to positions at other publishing houses or had left the industry altogether. She, on the other hand, had found a home at Parkbench and had managed to grow a stable of prolific and modestly successful writers. No New York Times bestsellers yet, but she had high hopes for 2 books coming out in the spring. The department walls were lined with framed covers of some of the company's best-selling authors. Dewey Diamond, Grace Sharp, Linda Addison. It still gave Tally a thrill to see the faces and signatures of writers she'd grown up reading. Parkbench had made its mark in the 1950s with film noir spin-offs. Then they'd developed successful mystery series in the 1960s and 70s. In the 80s, the company had cashed in on the romance genre boom and continued